Okay, this coming Shabbos, we are going to have the opportunity to read Parshas Vayera, one of the most jam-packed parshios. So many different ideas, midos, milos, inspirations, akedas Yitzchak, so much to do, and just when you think you're finished, the Haftorah comes in and gives us a whole plethora of things to discuss. We are shocked with our limitations of seven divrei Torah on one the aspect of Parshas HaShavua, and then one to the Haftorah, but just know, there's so much more. Yosef Mimasha Karisi Lachem Kasev Kan, as the Kohen Gadol used to say on Yom HaKippurim, there's going to be a lot more than the Divrei Torah we're going to discuss that will be able to be discussed in the Parsha. So let's dive in and see where we go. We start off without getting out of the first three words of the Parsha. Vayeroi Lav Hashem. Hashem appears to Avraham Avinu. Of course, why does this section begin with Vayera? Until now, Avram Avinu has been talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the words Vayomer, Vayomer Hashem el Avram Lech Lecha. So why is it all of a sudden important for us to highlight Vayera, that God appeared? So the fact is that the Medrash comments that this was after Bris Mila, which means that the relationship with Hashem had changed. Mi Bisari Echazel Elokim, says the Pasuk, from my flesh I'm able to go ahead and kaviyachol see God. I can find God even within, or as a result of my flesh. And that's what the Medrash wants to say. There was because Avraham Avinu undertook the Bris Mila, he was now closer to Hashem. But what really changed after Bris Mila? What was it that allowed this state of Bibisari Echaz Elokim to take place? And also, what does the Pasuk say, Vayirei Lav Hashem? My late great English principal, Dr. Morris J. Applebaum, used to tell us that every pronoun must have a clear and obvious antecedent. So why not just state the antecedent over here? Vayera Hashem El Avram, not Vayera Elav Hashem. And by the way, the juxtaposition of the words Vayera Elav Hashem, not Vayera Hashem Elav, it also needs to be understood. What's the message over here? So the great Rabbi Tzala Radinsky Shlita explained that in the same way that a person differs from a malach, because whereas a malach is stagnant, he is an omed, as Rav Shechter always tells us, and a person is a mahalach, he is mahalach bein ha'omdim ha'ila, he can still grow and change, whether he's a baby at 8 days old, or at 99 years old, like Avraham Avinu was at his bris. A person is different. That's a critical message to every person, not just Avraham Avinu, at the beginning of this week's parsha. In other words, what's happening over here, says Rabbi Tzal Radinsky, is that the Torah is speaking to tell us, Vayera Elav Hashem, our HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to every man. And moreover, the change that he's describing is not just in words, Vayomer. Hashem literally appears to the one who makes changes in his life because he's ready to make those changes in life. And that's why the pasuk begins, Vayera Elav Hashem. Hashem all of a sudden realizes he took step number one, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be there to continue and encourage the steps to get him closer to Hashem. Hashem respects the changes that are positive. Mi Bisari Echaz Elokim. I was thinking that maybe that's why the thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is he's Motzi Chama Min Artika. Why is the sun the healing agent? The fact is, the sun, unlike the moon, also is stagnant. It is stagnant, and the heat is stagnant. It's not able to grow. And thus, the sun is subservient to our power, just the same way that the malachim are subservient as well. And so, therefore, Vayirei Lav Hashem is a message to us, don't stop growing. While we're on the subject of Vayirei Lav Hashem, you can't get out of the pasuk without mentioning the famous difference of opinion over here in this episode between the Ramban and the Rambam. The Ramban notes the position of the Rambam, who notes that this entire episode, the opening episode of this week's parsha, from its beginning, Vayera Elav Hashem, until we get to the point where it says, Vayashkem Avram Baboker, until Avram debates Hashem about not destroying Sodom, was all a chizayon. It was all some sort of a dimion. It was some sort of a dream. Not only does the Ramban disagree with such a suggestion in the Rambam, he rejects a suggestion like this as actually being against the truth of the Torah, as the opening words state that these things actually happened. Vayirei Lav Hashem means it happened, so how could the Rambam dare say that it didn't? So Rav David Anazir, the famous the famous father-in-law of Rav Goren, the father of Rav Shai Yashuv Cohen. So he explains that Ramban's strong opposition might be based in his Christian surroundings, whereby Ramban wanted to combat any thought that the Shekhinah could be split into three parts, as with the chizayon of the three malachim, while the Rambam came from a Muslim environment. He feared seeing a world that gets split into demons and ghosts, like the folk tales of the culture near him, and hence, says the Rav David HaKohen, the debate between them. Now, Rav Uri Sharkey, who is one of the great thinkers in the Dati Lumi community today, he defends the position of the Rambam. We've defended Ramban. After all, it says, Vayirei Lo Hashem. But Rav Uri Sharkey defends the Rambam by noting that the fact that the Torah ends the episode with a recognition, Vayashkim Avram Baboker, it does seem to suggest that if he's first getting up, there's room to argue that the preceding occurred while he slept. But certainly it's open to a debate, and this explanation of Rav David HaKohen also open to tremendous interest and something that we should consider as we turn around and continue looking at the Sedra. Now the Pasuk does say, Vayashkim Avram Baboker, Elam HaKom Asher Amad Sham Elokim, that Avram got up early to the place where he stood and greeted Hashem. Now it seems strange that the moment that we're talking about Lot's plight and his flight from Sodom, and we see that his wife turned into a salt pillar, we interrupt the story right there to tell us where Avram was. Why was that relevant? So my very dear friend, Rav Chaim Tanchum Cohen Shlita, quotes in the name of our great Rebbe, Rav Shechter, that the Torah is highlighting something important to us. While the daughters of Lot believed that they and their father were the last people on earth, and hence the rest of the story that we're about to hear, the Torah wants us to know the truth. They were only saved in the merit of Avram Avinu. They were only saved because Avram Avinu was the tzaddik somewhere else in the world, who went out and tried to save even more people in the place that he debated Hashem. And similarly, says Rav Chaim Tanchum, their progeny, the progeny of the daughters of Lot, would be fearful of Am Yisrael in the future, and they would try to curse us. But that was also a mistake, because they also had nothing to fear. Hashem had told us not to attack Ammon and Moab. It too was not their zuchus, but rather in the cards of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that declared what the ultimate plan was supposed to be. Sometimes Masa Avos are supposed to be Simanim Lebanim. Sometimes the fears that existed don't necessarily go away, and they're things that we have to pay attention to in order for us to understand how we deal with the world at large. Then, of course, Avram Avinu finds himself in Gerar, and the similar episode to last week's parasha comes to play in this one. And, of course, Avimelech gets very upset at Avram. And Avram declares, Vayikasher Isuosi, it came to pass when Hashem caused me to wander from my father's house, that he made a deal with Sarah to say, any place that we go, you are my sister. Now, Rashi over here comes along and makes a very cryptic comment. Says Rashi that Unkelus explains it, Kemosha Pirish, right? That he explains it the way that he does. Now, a glance at Unkelus lets us know that what Unkelus meant. Unkelus meant, it says that the translation of the Pasuk, Vayikasher Isuosi, tells us that Avram meant that when the nations of the world were mistaken, when they made a toast, and they followed their own handiwork, so then Hashem brought me close to him. Now what does Rashi add with his comment, Unkelus Pirish Masha Pirish? Right? That what does he mean that he's Mefarish as he does? So Meir Shapiro, the great founder of the Dafyomi movement, Zatzal, he explains that Unkelus deviated from his usual stress on the simple meaning of the words. And why was that so? Because he was writing as he practiced. He too was saved from the life of the Roman government. He saw the light, and he converted. And so, just as he did, Kemosha Asa, that's the way he is Mefarish. And thus he fulfilled that which he chose to use as his translation over here as well. And Rashi wanted to highlight that so that we can have an appreciation of who Unkelus was and how he is as a Mefarish. Noe Doresh, Noe Mekayim. The way that he darshins, that's the way that he fulfills. We, of course, are treated to the opportunity of turning around and learning of the birth of Yitzchak. And then, of course, we're told, Vayas Avram Mishtei Gadol B'yom Higam Elis Yitzchak. And Rashi explains that the party was big because of the Gedolei Hador, the Gedolim that were there, Shem Eiver and Avimelech were there. And of course, it goes without saying the famous thought of Rabbi Yerucham Levavitz Zatzal, who pointed out that what we call a big party today is based on numbers or on publicity or how great the rock star is that you bring in. But in the Torah, what makes a major party is the major personalities who attend the party. We see how we can check in on whether our perceptions check out with those of the Torah from little examples like this, a mishteh gadol. What makes our smachos simchas? This is an important lesson in life, and sometimes something that we tend to forget today. Then we're told, after we get to one of the great moments in Jewish history, one that we are still trying to cash in on today, and I refer, of course, to Akedas Yitzchak. And of course, as Avram Avinu is coming beyond Akedas Yitzchak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Al tishlach yadcha al anar v'al taslom uma ki ata yadati, because now I know, ki yirei Elokim ata, that you are one who fears Hashem. Now it sounds like Akedas Yitzchak, based on this pasuk, shows us that Avram Avinu served Hashem Yira. Yet, it sounds that Avram's primary means of serving Hashem was through Ava, not through Yira. How is that supposed to make sense? So the Stipler Zatzal explains that Yira described here is the Yira of Romamus. Yira sa Romamus, which seems to be more of like an awe of God. Awe can include Ava. Both are achieved today through the study of Torah. The Stipler is clear that it's both the written Torah and the oral Torah, and specifically says the Stipler, it's good for a person to study Agadata, because a person can study Halacha all the time, but if he doesn't study Agada, he will not have Yiras Chet. Those who study Agada, they will also have Yiras Chet. Now, of course, if you only study Agada, you'll never have Chachma. But those who study Halacha will also be able to develop a degree of Chachma. We need both in life. I heard Rav Asher Weiss and Sholita make a similar comment to us. We need to have a certain degree of a spirit and passion in our lives, but we also need to understand that that spirit and passion cannot replace halacha. It needs to walk along together with it. And speaking of walking, at the end of the Sedra, we're told, Vayakuma vayechu yacharav el Be'er Shava, that they got up and they went to Be'er Shava. And in the two earlier instances of that phrase, Vayechu shneim yachdav, that they went together, we learn valuable lessons about how Avram Avinu went with an unsuspecting Yitzchak and went with the same heart, and also how Yitzchak figured out the purpose in the middle of the Akedah story, and still he went and walked with the same heart as Avram Avinu. But what's the lesson in the third one? Vayelchu Yachdov El Be'er Shava. What's the message over here? So the great Chabad Mashpia, Rav Mendel Futafas, Zatzal, Rav Mendel explains that when Avram Avinu went back to Be'er Shava with Yishmael and Eliezer, he carried no overt smugness that he was able to withstand the test that was the Akedah. He carried no overt smugness to point out that there was something there. And so therefore, he turned around and he walked along just as they did, even though internally he was aware that he had come through something and it would bring him closer to the Ribono Shel Olam. Finally, in the Haftarah, which of course teaches us and introduces us to Elisha's Nisim, we're told in the first of the two Nisim that the wife of Ovadia needed to somehow be able to pay off the Noshe, the one who was coming after him, the king, who was trying to take her two children away as slaves. And so she's told, Uvas v'sagarta delech ba'adech u'bad banayech, that you should go and close the door for yourself and your children. And from Rashi, it's apparent that the goal of this miracle was not in the publicity as much as it was in the message to Eishes Ovadia, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't forget about the ones that he loves and that he saves them. And hence, the door was supposed to be closed during the miracle. But why then was the wife of Ovadia permitted to have her children present? Why wasn't it Ubas v'sagar tadelech ba'adech? So Rav Yitzchak Lichtenstein Shlita, the Rosh Hashiv of Tor Vadas, suggested that while there's an issue of Hester Dover in terms of the public in miracles, the opposite message is there for the children. Children have a responsibility to know who their parents are and what schusim they have in order for them to appreciate where they come from and their own relationship with the Almighty. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring about a Yeshua for them via their parents, he wanted the children to know about it and to know about them, their parents, and he wanted them to grow. We're raising children today, and in the context of raising our children, they need to know where they come from. They need to know about our great collective heritage, and they also need to know about their specific heritage. it will drive all of us forward till we get to the Yom Shekulo Shabbos Umnucha Lechayei Olamim, a Shabbat Shalom to all.